Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Healing is available, and the waters are flowing. Glory be to God. God bless you. God bless you, people of God. We just want to welcome you here to the Prayer News Network Global again. We welcome you tonight. We welcome you, people of God, to come and settle down. Take a moment. Take a breather and come into this hour of worship with us on tonight. Come, let us go into the presence. presence of the Lord. Amen. We're not going into the walls, but we're going into the presence of the Lord. Glory to God. And I tell you, people of God, because God is omnipresent, He with us always at all times. So we thank God on tonight, and we just want to welcome you wherever you are. We just want to welcome you wherever you are listening from, whatever country, whatever state, whatever city, whatever town, wherever you're listening from, whether you're listening in the valley low or whether you're listening on the mountains high, whether you're listening on the seaside, wherever you're listening from, we just want to say welcome. We welcome you, people of God. We welcome you. We appreciate you. We love you so much. We thank you. We always thank you for coming to be a part of this Prayer News Network Global. Truly, God is doing great things, and we're just so grateful that you have elected to be here with us. We thank the Lord. We bless the Lord for all that He's done, for all that He's doing. We bless the Lord for what He's doing in your lives. We bless the Lord, glory to God, because listen, people of God, no matter where you find yourself right now, things could be so much worse. But we thank the Lord that because He lives, we live. And we know that He holds our future, and He's able to turn every situation around and work everything together for your good. It's for your good and for His glory. So we thank God for you coming tonight to listen, to hear what the Lord will say to us. Truly, we know that there is a word from the Lord. We are actually rebroadcasting tonight, but nevertheless, people of God, we know that there's a word from the Lord for you in this hour, in this time. We want you to get your pencils and papers and whatever you need to take notes. We want you to go ahead and get that. Get it, people of God. We don't want you to miss anything. We don't want you to miss anything at all. And I tell you, taking notes helps us to retain. Studies have proved that when we take notes, we're able to retain just that much longer. So we bless the Lord tonight. We thank the Lord tonight again for each of you. Whatever country you're listening from, we bless the Lord for you. We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord. We're reaching to over 59 countries now. We've been at that 59 for a moment since our last report, but we know that it's so much more than. And so we thank you for those of you that are new to the line, that are new to the broadcast, that are new to our blog radio. We just want to thank God for you, that you are actually taking the time to come and sit and be with us in this worship experience. We want to tell you you're in the right place at the right time. God has a blessing in store for you. Doesn't that just put a smile on your face to know that the Lord has a blessing just for you? Glory to God. Doesn't that just put a smile on your face? Listen, we just don't know what it is. We don't know how the Lord is coming. We don't know what the Lord is speaking. But just know that He has a blessing just for you. For your sacrifice, for coming to be with us, we just thank God the Lord is going to reward you. And listen, people of God, we are an outreach ministry. We're not trying to take the place of your churches. That's not what we're trying to do, but we're trying to advance the vision, advance getting this word out to the nations, getting this word out to people everywhere. We do realize that there are several churches that are not yet restored or back on their regular schedules. But we thank the Lord that we have been here now 3 years going strong and continuing to move. So we thank God for your participation. We thank God for you coming out to be with us in these worship services. We bless the Lord. Truly, God has been doing great things in this outreach ministry. He's been saving, setting free, giving direction, setting us on the correct course. He has been correcting us. He has been stripping us. He has, listen, the word has come. Glory to God. And for many of us, it has stripped us down, but yet still, He didn't leave us in that state. He built us back again. That's a good Father. So we bless the Lord because He's bringing us unto His righteousness and bringing us unto His truth. truth. And listen, people of God, we want to be saved. We mean Jesus all the way. So we thank him for what he's doing by his spirit, by his anointing. We thank the Lord again for each of you. Just want to acknowledge our leaders on tonight, each and every one of them. Glory to God. Just want to acknowledge my leaders on tonight. Glory to God. And just giving God thanks for the late Apostle Dr. S.B. James, and thanking he certainly was a trailblazer. You've heard me speak of him. He certainly was a trailblazer in the ministry, in the gospel, and we thank the Lord for him. We thank God for his life, the legacy that he has left in the earth. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord for him. We thank the Lord for Mother James. Amen. She's the founding father's wife. Amen, Mother James. And we thank the Lord for her. We thank God for all that she has done. She has certainly been a light in darkness. We thank God, amen, for her strength. We thank the Lord for her stance of holiness. We thank the Lord, sweet woman of God. We thank God for her, the first family. We thank the Lord. We're thanking the Lord tonight for our senior apostle. Glory to God. Thanking the Lord for Dr. Apostle Prophet Samuel Huggins James. Thanking the Lord for him and Lady Huggins James there in Trinidad. Thanking God for them. Glory to God. Thanking the Lord for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking the Lord tonight for Lady Tina. Thanking the Lord for my pastor tonight, Apostle B.G. Taylor Sr. of Albany, Georgia, Shepherd Mother Taylor. Thanking the Lord for her. We thank the Lord tonight, glory to God, for our PNN advisors. Thanking the Lord tonight, glory be to God, for our prayer warriors, for our scripture reader on tonight, and those that the Lord has brought to this PNN to help it continue to move forward. Truly, God is doing great things in the midst of us and in you, people of God. We thank the Lord for you, each of you. We thank the Lord for each of you that are coming out to be a part. We thank God for your prayers. We thank God for your dedication. We thank the Lord for you lifting the PNN up before the Lord. And we tell you the Lord is truly, truly doing great things in the midst of us. And we're so grateful for it. We're so grateful for it on tonight. He's doing great things. He's doing great things. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Again, for each and every one of you, we thank you, thank you, thank you. Listen, people of God, if you haven't already, we want to ask you to go ahead and send out a text message to a couple of people. Let them know that we're here. Let them know that we are here. Let them know that we would love to have them join us. Let them know, again, that truly there's a word from the Lord for them on tonight. Let them know. Encourage them. Nudge them. However you need to do to get them here, let's get them here. Because, again, there is a word from the Lord. So we bless the Lord on tonight for all of the speakers that the Lord has been bringing to this platform. We thank the Lord. And I'm telling you, people of God, it's a beautiful situation. It's a beautiful situation. All of our speakers come in their own way, bringing forth the word of God, the unadulterated word of God without compromise. Glory to God. And that's the beautiful thing. It's one anointing. It's one anointing, but the Lord administers himself through his people, because there are people that are listening all over the world. And I'm telling you, everybody has a particular people that they're reaching for the kingdom. We don't know. We don't see them. Glory to God, but we know that it's being done. Why? Because it's done by his spirit. So we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord tonight. We do glorify him. We glorify him for, again, his goodness. We glorify him for his grace. Truly, the Lord is good to us, people of God. I tell you, I just get excited. I get excited around this time. I get excited around this 9 o'clock hour, because I know God has something good in store for each of us. And I'm just enjoying, as they say, enjoying Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Feeling mighty happy. feeling mighty fine, enjoying Jesus. Glory to God in all that he's doing and all that he's saying, truly enjoying the Lord. And we pray that you are too. We believe that you are. You're coming to this line. You're coming to this broadcast. Glory to God. And we know that your coming is not in vain. So we thank God on tonight. I just want to say I thank God for the great things that the Lord is doing in your lives. We know that he's doing great things. And I tell you, when we look back, we can look back and say, how did we get over? How did we get here? But we know how. But when we can look back and see where the Lord has brought us from, I'm telling you, people of God, our hearts, glory to God, rejoice and are glad because we know that the Lord has brought us. He has brought us from a mighty, mighty long way. And people of God, there's so much further that we have to go, but we know that the Lord is in control. He's the captain of this ship. Glory to God. He's leading, guiding, and directing us. And we have already determined from day one, wherever he leads us, however he does it, we shall follow. So we bless the Lord tonight. We bless him again. We thank him, people of God. We want you to go ahead and prepare your hearts on tonight. Glory to God. Let us prepare our hearts for what the Lord will do on tonight. What the Lord will do on tonight. Glory to God. Again, we are rebroadcasting on tonight. Glory to God. So we still want you to get your pen and paper. Amen. Because we always find that we missed the nugget, or we missed that, or we missed, glory to God, amen. We may have been distracted in thoughts at the time, but when we listen to these rebroadcasts over again, we always get something, and that's the word of God. The word of God never gets stale. Listen, that's like even in the tabernacle, the table of showbread, the priest had to circulate out the bread on the table of show bread, and it never got stale. And that's the word of God. It never gets stale. Amen. So we bless the Lord tonight. People of God, again, go ahead and get your pen and paper. Glory to God as we prepare now. Amen. As we prepare glory to God, as we prepare for our word on tonight, amen, get your hearts ready, get your minds ready, glory to God. Again, there is a word from the Lord tonight. There is a word from the Lord on tonight. Glory be to God. We just thank him again. We bless him again. We do glorify him for what he's done. Amen, Jesus, we glorify the Lord. We glorify the Lord for what he has done. Again, truly, he has done great things, and we're so grateful on tonight. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. We are, glory to God, getting ready tonight. Amen, Jesus. Getting ready, getting ready, getting ready, getting ready, getting ready for what the Lord will do on tonight, what he will say on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Again, go ahead and call a couple of people. Let them know that we're here. Let them know that we are rebroadcasting on tonight and that we would love for them to come and be a part of what the Lord will do on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And tonight again, glory to God, let us, glory to God, let us, amen, prepare as we, again, are rebroadcasting on tonight. God bless. Listen and be blessed. God, amen, Jesus, bring those hearts and those minds in. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Just bring them on in. Amen. Glory to God as we, amen, prepare to hear the word on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. The song says, hallelujah, I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to I come to thee. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We come, we come, we come on tonight. Glory to God. We come, oh God, because we need thee. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Come on, people of God. Let's begin to thank him. Let's begin to praise him. Glory to God, praise him for his goodness, praising him for his grace all night. Glory to God, come on and let's praise him for who he is. Come on and let's praise him, glory to God, because he's a good God. He's a good God, hallelujah, hallelujah. He's a good father, amen. He's a great shepherd, he's a good shepherd on tonight, and we come to give him praise. We come to give him thanks, glory to God. Father, we give you thanks, we praise you on tonight. Father, we're thanking you, glory to God, this night. We're thanking you, glory to God, for the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. And we come to tell you thank you on tonight. We come to tell you thank you on tonight, glory to God. Thank you for life. Thank you for health. Thank you for strength on tonight. Father, we bless your precious name. Hi, Gloria Bosha, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for you are the giver of life. And we thank you tonight. We thank you, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank you for keeping us on tonight. Thank you for keeping our hearts. And thank you for keeping our minds. We thank you for your divine protection on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, we thank you, glory to God, for how you kept us all night long, even as we slumbered and we slept. But Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you, oh God, that you kept us and we rose, glory to God, in our right mind. And for this we give thanks. And for this we give you praise. Father, we thank you on tonight. Families on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, for keeping our hearts on tonight. For we know, glory to God, that even in this hour, glory to God, men's hearts are failing them for the things that are coming upon the earth. But Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you, glory be to God. We thank you, hallelujah. Thank you for keeping our hearts, glory to God, stayed on you. Thank you for keeping our minds stayed on you. In the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we come on tonight. We come, glory to God, collectively. We come one by one. Father, we come on tonight giving you praise, glory to God, because you're worthy. You're worthy of the praise. You're worthy of the honor. You're worthy of all of the glory due unto your name. And we thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. Glory be to God. Thank you for bringing us here yet again unto this place, this gathering. We thank you tonight. Father, and we're asking you on tonight to look upon each and every one of us. Look upon us tonight, glory to God, for you know us name by name. You know, oh God, the very hairs upon our head. And we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you on tonight that your people heard the call to come, glory to God. And Father, because we've come, oh God, we're coming, glory to God, laying our cares, oh God, upon you, laying our cares, oh God, at the altar on tonight. Oh God, every care, every concern, every petition on tonight, we come, glory to God, to lay it, oh God, at your feet in the precious name of Jesus, because we know, oh God, that what concerns us concerns you. And we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you, oh God, for looking upon us on tonight, looking upon each of our situations, looking upon us, oh God, hiya, in the name of Jesus. We thank you on tonight, oh God, for looking upon us, glory. sin on tonight. Forgive, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We're asking that you would create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. Renew the spirit of truth within us. Renew the spirit of righteousness within us. In the name of Jesus. Not according to our righteousness, oh God, but according to your righteousness. In the name of Jesus. We're asking you to look upon us tonight. We're asking you to sanctify us all tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you to fill us all tonight, oh God, with your precious Holy Ghost. For you said by your word, holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. We're asking you to look upon this line on tonight. Look upon these people. Look upon these hearers on tonight. Glory, I must say, God. Cause them to know, oh God, that without your spirit, oh God, they shall not inherit, oh God, the kingdom on tonight. Oh God, but we're asking you tonight to make us ready. Make us ready, oh God. Make us ready. Glory to God. Make us ready. In the precious name of Jesus. Make us ready, oh God, for your return. Make us ready. Oh, glory to God. Kingdom things. Make us ready, oh God. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you look upon us tonight. Look upon each and every one. Make us ready, Father. In the name of Jesus. Make us ready, Yabosa. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Father, we're asking that you look upon every heart tonight. Look upon every household on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Look upon every care, every concern on tonight. Father, we're asking that you heal on tonight. Heal on tonight. In the name of Jesus. We're asking you to heal bodies on tonight. Heal minds on tonight. Restore souls on tonight. Revive spirits on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Revive according to your righteousness. Revive according to your truth. In the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will save. Save to the utmost on tonight. Deliver. Glory to God, deliver on tonight. Father, deliver as only you can. Father, lift on tonight. Lift the burden on tonight. Lift the heavy hearts on tonight. In the precious Shavosh, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would do it all tonight. Oh, God, all over the land. All over the land, all over the world. We're asking you to do it all tonight. Father, look in the midst of Messiah. Look in the midst of your people. Look in the midst, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for your eyes go to and fro in the earth. In the name of us, say God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you will move, move by your spirit, move by your anointing, in the precious name of Jesus, move, glory to God, move, oh God, the barriers, move the hindrances on tonight, in the name of Jesus, Father, cause us to hear. Cause us to hear your voice. Cause us to hear. Cause us to understand. In the name of Jesus. For you made us, oh God. You translated us, oh God, into the kingdom, oh God, of your dear son. And we're thanking you on tonight. Cause there to be translation on tonight. Cause there to be, oh God, conversion on tonight. Cause your people to hear and to understand. Cause their hearts to be pricked, oh God, and they must be born again. And Father, for this we give you thanks, for this we give you praise, for this we give you honor, for this we do give you glory on tonight. Father, we ask that you have your way on tonight. Move in families on tonight. Move in the body of Christ on tonight. Cause there to be a refresh. Cause there to be a reset in the name of Jesus. In your precious name. Oh, Father, we ask that you will do it on tonight. Move for your people. Father, for you have them all safe. You know what we have need of before we even ask. And Father, we thank you for it all tonight. We're thanking you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing all tonight. We thank you. Thank you for lifting hearts on tonight. Thank you. Yeah, glory to God. We thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. Father, we say have your way now. Have your way. Speak to our hearts on tonight. Speak to our heart. Speak all glory to God to hear, oh God, what the Spirit is saying unto us. Unto us, each and every one of us, individually, unto us, the church. church of the living God. Oh, God, cause us to hear. Cause us to understand. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking on tonight that you will bless your speaker. Bless your speaker on tonight. Bless the man of God. Bless as only you can. Anoint on tonight. Anoint your word. Anoint, oh, God. Breathe upon your word, oh, God, your word that you placed in his belly for your people on tonight. Breathe upon the word. Cause the word to come alive. Cause it to be quickened, oh God, as it goes into the ears, oh God, of your people on tonight all over the world. And Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you for this global PNN. We thank you tonight for what you're doing in the midst of us, your people. We say, have your way. Glory to God. We give you the right of way. Oh God, we yield to your will. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we give it to us. Father, we say, have your way in the midst of us. Father, we're asking that you will cover us and that you will shield us. Call us, oh God, in your truth, and your truth absolute. And Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. Father, we're asking that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. And for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you, oh God, for hearing us. Glory to God. Hearing us, hey God, even the faintest cry, we thank you on tonight. We thank you. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you for these things, Father, and for this we praise you. Oh, God, hide us now. Hide us and cover us. Shield us and protect us. Oh, God, according to your divine order, according to your divine protection, and we do bind the hand of the enemy. Satan, we say the blood of Jesus is against you now. The blood of Jesus is against you now. Father, we thank you for you've said by your word that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we stand on your word. We stand on your promises. Glory to God for your promises unto us, your people, is yea and amen. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For this we give you honor. We give you glory. Father, bless your word. Bless the hearers. Oh, God, cause us to not only hear, but to move in action, to be doers of your word. For this, we thank you, we praise you, we honor, and we glorify you for these things. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 people of God, amen, people of God, amen on tonight, amen. Glory to God, we're excited, amen, on tonight. Glory to God, we're always excited. The word, Lord God, the unadulterated word of God, amen, Jesus, the word that can transform, the word that will transform, amen, the word that will penetrate your heart, the word that will penetrate your mind, cause you to see differently, amen, cause you to love differently, cause you to understand the error of your ways, cause you to understand, amen, that the Lord is, amen, making us, he's molding us, people of God, amen, Jesus, he's molding us, hallelujah, glory to God, into his dear image, amen, that we will be more and more like him, amen, glory to God, we thank God for it is the anointing that breaks the yoke, it is the anointing that brings light, amen, and we're so excited on tonight, people of God, we're so excited. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Amen. And tonight, glory be to God. We just want to, amen, bring before you on tonight, amen, a man of God, amen, a young man of God, amen, who will preach, who will teach, amen, Jesus, oh God, he will declare, amen, this gospel truth, amen. We're so excited, glory to God, that he's a part, amen, of the PNN, Board of Advisors, amen, Jesus, amen, a strong voice in the midst of us, amen, Lord God, we're so grateful, amen, that the Lord has brought him, amen, to be a part of this PNN network global, glory be to God, he's no stranger to you, people of God, amen, Jesus, as they say, you already know, amen, coming to us, amen, by way of Athens, Georgia. Glory be to God, the true holiness, temple church of God. Amen. Jesus, people of God, our PN, one of our PNN advisory members on tonight, we want to receive none other than the man of God, Minister Evangelist Emmanuel Hoges. God bless you, man of God.
Amen. God bless you. Amen, woman of God. Amen. Thank you, Bradley. Amen. Our visionary. Amen. And founder of this great Prayer News Network. Amen. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. For his goodness and his mercy. Thank God for each and every one of you as his poor stated it. Amen. We know that God is a good God and he's worthy to be praised. Amen. And we just thank God for all things. We're not going to, amen, weary you. Amen. Won't you pray for me tonight? My voice is a little ruffled. Amen. But, amen, God's will, amen, must be done. Amen. And we praise God, amen, for, amen, the woman of God. And I know each and every one of you are so excited, amen, and happy to hear her voice. Amen. Just as much as I am. Amen. But, amen, I want to say to you, woman of God, amen, we understand, amen, what you have been through, what you're going through. Amen. And we want you to know, amen, take as much time as you need, amen, to allow God to renew your strength. Amen. We'll be here. The work of the Lord is going to continue on, amen, in your stead. But we want to just let you know, amen, take as much time as you need, amen, to allow God to, amen, minister to you and rebuild your strength back up. Amen. And we, amen, the advisory board, amen, we're here standing in the gap, the prayer warriors, amen, to see to it, to help you, amen, to see to it that this work of the Lord, amen, will continue even in your stead. Amen. So God bless you. Amen. And God bless you to all the people of God. Amen. We love you. Amen. With the love of Jesus. Amen. The Lord is doing great things. And we're going to go into the word of God. The prayer has already been prayed. And I'm going to just, Father God, we thank you for the prayer that has gone forth. Even thank you for the blessing of the word. Father God, you do it tonight. God, touch my body, touch my voice, that I may declare your word. Let your word find its target. Let it encourage somebody's heart. Give somebody answers tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. You do it in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. So we're going to go into the word of God. Amen. We're going to, amen, try to do what thus saith the Lord. Amen. And as you to continue to hold me up in prayer tonight. Amen. My voice. Amen. But God is still good. Amen. He's worthy to be praised. Amen. And tonight, amen. Amen. Not initially knowing I was going to be back tonight from yesterday, but it was ordained by God. Amen. Till later on today. But, amen, I was at work today. The Lord began to deal with me continuously, amen, even with, a thought in my heart, amen, and as I found out that I was going to be coming back on, speak tonight, the Lord began to deal with me so strong when I was at work till I began to sit down, amen. He was talking to me so heavily, so I had to sit down and get, some paper and pen, and I had to just start writing down, amen, all the things that the Lord was ministering to me in my spirit, amen, to depart with you as well. It came to me first, but now God, amen, giving it to me to, amen, give it to you tonight, amen. And truly, amen, God is, amen, he's an awesome God, amen. And how that we begin to, amen, speak on yesterday, as the Lord was dealing with my heart on yesterday, last night, amen, about don't stop growing. Amen. Don't stop growing. Amen. And here we begin to talk about don't stop growing, meaning when, amen, the pandemic came, amen, when everything began to close up, the church, the schools, the jobs, everything, amen. And all we had was, amen, amen, personal time with Jesus. Amen. We begin to tap into, amen, Jesus, the Lord, and we begin to, amen, grow. We begin to go to new levels in him. The Lord began to bring out, amen, gifts in us that we wasn't even aware of or we was afraid to use. We began to bury them because we felt like they were so insignificant, or we had the spirit of drawback. We was afraid to step out on God's word. But after the pandemic came, amen, we began to come to the Prayer News Network line. God began to give us courage. God began to give us strength, and God began to develop in us. He began to cultivate in us, amen, the working of the Lord. Amen. And from that time, amen, we begin to see development. We begin to see growth even in our own lives, ourselves. Amen. But now that, amen, the world seems to be going back to normal. Jobs open back up. Schools open back up. Churches open back up for the most part. People are going back to their normal routine, daily way of doing things. They're going back to their routine. Amen. And with that being said, people are falling back into that comfort zone. People are going back to their old ways. People are going back to their old mindset. Amen, that they had before the pandemic. Amen, but God began to tell us on last night, amen, said, don't stop growing. Amen, we got to continue to grow in spite of, amen, the times of the world, in spite of, amen, what's going on around us. We got to continue to grow. Amen, I love Philippians 1, amen, and 6. Say, he that hath begun a good work in you, amen, shall perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. God had begun a good work in us, even through the time when he given us, amen, personal time with the Lord, amen, during the pandemic. Amen. We have established a new relationship with the Lord. We have, amen, we got new meaning even in our Christianity, even in our walk with the Lord. We have, amen, discovered new meaning, amen, in relationship with God. Amen. But don't lose it. Don't lose that relationship with God. Don't allow, amen, the times of changing to separate and distance your relationship with God. Amen. Amen. Don't stop growing. Amen. And the Lord began to deal with me today even more into this message because I did not get it all out last night. Amen. I was just exhorted. But the word of God was burning down in my last night. Amen. Telling the church, the people of God, amen, the Prayer News Network family, amen, don't stop growing just because the church doors open back up. Amen. Don't fall back into that routine, that rut. Amen. Don't fall back into your comfort zone of, amen, sitting on the easy seat. Amen. Picking daisy by the wayside, twiddling your fingers and twiddling your thumb. No, no, no. This is not the time for that. You got to drive and go forward. You got to continue to press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes, the devil wants the fan is cold. Yes, the devil wants us to be still and to sit down. Amen. And go back to our normal way, our routine. Amen. Unless it's easier to let somebody else do it. No. You continue to allow God to use you. God began to bring out gifts in us. God began to cultivate the gifts that he had within us. We were, amen. No doubt some of us, we hid it. We was hiding our talent. We was hiding our gifts. Amen. Somebody may say, well, I only had one gift. Amen. Well, that one gift, amen, you was hiding it first. But after you came onto the Prayer News Network during the pandemic time and your personal time with the Lord, God began to give you courage to use that one gift. Amen. And that one gift, God began to make it, amen, bring something great out of it. Amen. But now is no time to crawl back into your shell. It's no time to crawl back into your hole. Amen. Amen. And just hide. Amen. Come out of hiding. Amen. Come out of hiding and stay out of hiding. Amen. Because we're doing judgment work. Glory be to God. Amen. So we want you to pray with me tonight as we, amen, go, amen, do what thus says the Lord. Amen. We can move on out your way. Amen. And we begin to, amen, our scripture tonight. Amen. We're going to go to 2 Peter. Amen. Tonight. Amen. We want you to, amen, take some notes tonight. Amen. Because I may not be doing, amen, I'm not going to be doing a whole bunch of rearing back and, you know, huffing and puffing tonight. Not that I know of. Because the Lord, amen, is, amen, taking me in a different direction. Amen. Tonight. The Lord wants to sit you down and talk to you tonight. Amen. God wants to sit you down and talk to you tonight. He wants you to hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church. Amen. We are the church tonight. Amen. Let me tell you something. Amen. Salvation is not all about just singing and shouting. But salvation is about, amen, guidance. It's about discernment. It's about direction, instruction. Amen. And these things that God, amen, wants to give unto his people. Amen. Amen. So many times, amen, we learn how to sing. We learn how to praise God. We learn how to dance. But so many times we're lacking in the area of, amen, discernment. We're lacking in the area of wisdom. We're lacking in the area of, amen, understanding. Amen. We're lacking in the area of, amen, knowing to be able to hear God's voice and discern God's voice. Amen. Even sometimes we're lacking in the direction of knowing when God is trying to lead us and order our steps. Amen. But God wants us to, amen, tune in and know, amen, how, amen, to learn to hear God and to hear the voice of God and to know the voice of God when he's speaking to us. Amen. All the time, the voice of God is not going to come through, amen, a voice. Sometimes it may come through a sign. Have you ever been driving down the road and you see a sign, and that sign ministers to you? That sign has said something to you. Well, let me tell you something. That's God speaking to you. Even through that sign, that's God speaking through you. Have you ever been somewhere and, amen, somebody else, amen, say something? Amen. You may not even know. It may be a total stranger. And they say something that you have been thinking about or you've been pondering on and you've been wondering. And God will use a stranger, amen, to give you the answer. Well, that's God. And we got to be able to recognize when it's God. We got to be able to know when this is God confirming himself. Amen. He's not going to come. Amen. He's not going to move in the same way. God do not do the same thing all the time. God, he has so many ways of doing things. He moves in so many ways. He said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, saith the Lord. Neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. As the heavens are high above the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, saith the Lord. Meaning, God got ways of doing things that you can't even comprehend. Amen. They're beyond your imagination. The ways, amen, that God, amen, has to, amen, of doing things. But we have to have a spiritual eye and a spiritual ear to know when it's God. Amen. To be able to know that this is the Lord. Amen. Signs and wonders shall follow them that believe in his name. Glory be to God. Amen. So tonight, amen, we want to just, amen, amen, talk to you under God's word tonight, but we want it to be meaningful to you. We want you to be able to, amen, grasp what the Lord is saying tonight, because so many times we have answers. So many times we have questions that we need answers. So many times we need, amen, to hear a specific word from the Lord. We need something, amen, from the Lord. Amen. And we know God's got everything that we need. Amen. But God, he has his own way of doing things. Amen. And tonight, when God began to give me this message, amen, at first I was like, Lord, you know, are you, you know, like, I knew God gave it to me, but sometimes some messages are easier to deliver than others. And at first I was making it more complicated, like, Lord, I don't know what this might be. But that's why God said, if I give it to you, I want you to speak it. Amen. God began to say, if I gave it to you, I want you to speak it. Amen. You don't worry about the outcome. You don't worry about the result. You let me handle it, saith the Lord. You just do what I say do. You open your mouth, and I'll speak for you. Amen. So that's what we're going to do tonight, because we know God's word will not go out void, but it will accomplish that for which it was sent. Amen. So let us move on to, amen, the word of God. Amen. We read our scripture yesterday from 2 Peter, amen, the third chapter, and we're going to just read verse 18, amen, again tonight. Amen. And it reads, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Also, we want to go to our final scripture for tonight, and that is 1 Chronicles. We want to go to, amen, the book of 1 Chronicles. Amen, the Old Testament. 1 Chronicles, the fourth chapter, and we want to read verses 9 and 10. Once again, we want to go to 1 Chronicles, which is in the Old Testament, Kings. Amen. 1 Chronicles, the fourth chapter, verses 9 and 10. And we want to read, amen, hear what the Word of God says. Amen. Verse 9 says, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I have bored him with sorrow. The 10th verse says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou mayest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Amen. We praise God for the reading of his word. Amen. We know that God's word is always blessed forevermore. Amen. And we just want to use these two, amen, amen, passages of scriptures, these couple verses, amen, tonight, amen, because there's so much in God's word that we can't preach the whole Bible. So we just want to just preach, amen, portion tonight, amen. But we want to, amen, look at these verses, amen. The first scripture was 2 Peter 3 and 18. but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. And we preach, amen. We began to expound on last night and said, don't stop. And we want to do a continuation. Amen. Tonight. Amen. Don't stop growing. Amen. But here we're going to say, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And as I forestated already, just because things seem to be going back to normal, the world, society, amen, the church is opening back up, amen, other things, amen, are opening back up, amen, God don't want you to stop growing, amen, you was growing during the pandemic, amen, God birthed out this prayer line in the earth, this prayer line been going for over a year, amen. Amen. We have been growing. We have been, amen. God has been stretching us. God has been using us. God has been, amen, anointing us. Amen. We felt good. We felt revived. We felt strengthened. We felt encouraged. We just felt renewed all the way around, even in our minds, our spirit. We had new hope in God. We had new motivation. Amen. We had a zeal of God. Amen. We started doing things that we didn't do before. God started using us to go out, amen, and work for the Lord and to witness and, amen, just to pray more and everything. We was growing. Amen. We started growing. Amen. But God said, don't stop growing. Now that, amen, things are opening back up, now that you're going back into your place of worship, your sanctuary, God said, don't stop growing. Don't, amen, don't shut down. Don't shut down again. Amen. Don't go. Don't crawl back into that shell. Don't, amen, don't renege. Don't take on that spirit of drawback again. Amen. Don't pick up that spirit of drawback. Amen. But keep on growing. Amen. This is what God wants from his people tonight. God is telling us to keep growing. Amen. Keep on keeping on. Amen. And amen. That's scripture. Amen. From Chronicles 4 and 9. Amen. Chronicles 4 and 9 and 10. It says, and Jabez was more honorable than his brother. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I had bored him with sorrow. Amen. Here was a young man was born. He was more honorable than his brother. Amen. And it goes on and says, his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I had bored him with sorrow. Amen. She said, I have bored him with sorrow. Amen. No doubt she bored him with pain. Amen and amen. Amen. The sorrow that she bored him with. Amen. No doubt. Amen. Amen. I was reading, trying to do research to follow exactly, amen, what she was saying when she said, I bored him with sorrow. Meaning, amen, did she regret having this child? Amen. Or did this child cause her a lot of pain? You know, when mother goes into labor, sometimes they have difficulties in labor. Amen. Sometimes, amen, the child, amen, gets, amen, tied up, amen, in the womb. Sometimes the umbilical cord get wrapped around, amen, the baby's neck, amen, while the child, amen, is, amen, going through birth. Amen. But here the mother began to say, I have called his name Jabez, saying, because I have bored him with sorrow. Amen. No doubt, amen. Amen. She bored him with sorrow. So no doubt, amen, she was grieved. She was in pain. Amen. I don't know if she, amen, didn't intend to have this child or what, but whatever the case may be, she said, I bored him with sorrow. Glory be to God. And Jabez, amen, he growed up. Amen. He had, amen, this, amen, reputation on him, his name meaning, amen, I bore him with sorrow. Amen. And every time, no doubt, every time his mother looked at him, she was reminded, amen, of why she named him Jabez. Every time she seen him, she remembered, amen, why she was so sorrowful, why, amen, her heart was sorrowful, amen, and bearing this child. Amen. And Jabez, he rose up, he grew up, amen, like that, with this reproach on him. Amen. But it goes on, it says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel. Jabez, amen, he had enough sense to pray. He had enough sense to call on the God of Israel. Amen. Saying, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. Amen. Jabez began to pray to the Lord and said, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. No doubt he felt like he had a curse on him. No doubt he felt cursed. Amen. But how many of you know that God will, amen, take the curse and make it a blessing? Huh? Amen. Some of you are dealing with things in your life and you feel like this was a curse put on you. Amen. But how many of you know that God will take that curse and turn it into a blessing? Huh? Amen. That worst situation that you are going through, amen, God will take that situation and he will cause it to be a blessing unto you. Amen. Do I got any witnesses tonight? Glory be to God. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast. Amen. Meaning enlarge my border. And that thou wouldest keep me from evil. Here Jabez, he had enough sense, amen, in the midst of his reproach, amen, to turn to the Lord, to call on the Lord, amen, for help. Amen. He said, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. Lord, I feel, amen, like I have no purpose in life. I feel like I'm beneath everybody. I feel less than everybody. But, Lord, I pray that you will bless me indeed. Oh, God, lay your hand upon me. He said, amen, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast. Amen, enlarge my coast. Meaning, amen, give me increase. Amen, raise me up. Amen, where I'm down and out. It feel like, amen, I'm down to the ground. It feel like I'm down in the valley. But, Lord, I pray that you enlarge me. That you enlarge my coast. That you enlarge my borders. Glory be to God. He said, I pray that thou would bless me indeed and enlarge my coast. And that thou would keep me from evil. Keep me from evil that's following me. Amen. David began to say, amen, though I walk through the valleys in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Amen. Sometimes we do walk in the midst of evil. We do walk in the midst of, amen, cruciating circumstances. Amen. It seems like things are working against us. Amen. But he had enough sense to pray and ask God that that would keep me, amen, from all evil. Glory be to God. Amen. That it may not grieve me. Amen. That it may not, amen, grieve me and cause me pain. Amen. That it may not cause me sorrow. Amen. He prayed unto God. Amen. And God granted him that which he had requested. Amen. Everything that Jabez prayed, God began to grant it. God began to bless him indeed. And God began to enlarge, amen, his coast, his border, meaning his territory. Amen. Everything that, amen, was attached to him, God began to bless it. Amen. Like you and I tonight. Everything that's attached to me is blessed. Amen. My family is blessed. My home is blessed. My children is blessed. Amen. My finance is blessed. My job is blessed. Everything that's attached to me is blessed. Do you believe God tonight like that? Amen. Do you believe God that everything that is attached to me, it is blessed? Glory be to God. And God granted him that which he requested. Amen. Isn't this just like God? Amen. Isn't this just like God? Hallelujah, God. Amen. I said I wasn't going to preach, but I feel a stirring. Amen. But we're going to try to deliver God's word to you so you can hear what the Lord is saying tonight. Amen. Don't stop growing. Amen. And hear, amen. There were some sayings that the Lord began to bring to my mind today. Amen. You know, amen, cruciates and sayings that we have. Amen. Well, here are a few of them. Amen. You may want to jot them down. Amen. One is, amen, keep doing the same thing. Amen. And you're going to keep getting the same results. Amen. You keep doing the same thing. You're going to keep getting the same results. How many of you know that's so true? That's just not a saying, but that's true. You keep doing the same thing, you're going to get the same results. Glory be to God. Amen. And another saying that the Lord began to bring to my mind today, amen, all this was in hiding with the word of God. Amen. The other saying is, if the shoe fit, wear it. Amen. Stick with me. I'm going somewhere. We're going somewhere with this. Amen. If the shoe fit, wear it. How many of you have heard that saying before? I remember my parents, my dad, and my mom, amen, and in the church growing up, I remember they used to always say, if the shoe fit, wear it. If the shoe fit, wear it. Meaning, if it don't concern you, then amen, why are you hollering? Why are you, amen, saying something? Amen, but if the shoe fit, wear it. But I want to go a little deeper. Amen, if the shoe fit, wear it. But what if the shoe don't fit? Then what? What if the shoe don't fit? Then what? Oh, are you with me tonight? Glory be to God. Are you with me tonight? Amen. Every shoe don't fit. Amen. Every shoe don't fit you. Amen. You have to find a shoe that fits you. Amen. And how that, amen, I'm going somewhere with this. Amen. I'm leading up to what, amen, God wants you to hear tonight. Amen. But God uses parables, amen, so that we can understand what he is saying. Amen. So it says if the shoe fit, wear it. But what if, a question now, what if the shoe don't fit? Then what? Then what? What you going to do? What you going to do if the shoe don't fit? Well, obviously, you're going to go and get some shoes that do fit. Amen. Because, amen, shoes, amen, are a necessity. Shoes are essential. We wear them on our feet to protect our feet. So we need shoes. Amen. So if the shoe don't fit, you're going to go and get some shoes that do fit. Glory be to God. Amen. And the other day, amen, and I'm just, amen, I'm going, amen, to get to the more of the story. Amen. Like I said, tonight we want to do more of a teaching version tonight of breaking God's word down to you. Amen. Because we don't want to leave you here, amen, empty-handed. We want to, amen, to leave something with you tonight that you can, amen, marinate on, think about, and even, amen, amen, get your questions answered from the Lord tonight. Amen. And I know God gave this to me. Amen. So he's going to deliver it through me. Amen. For you tonight. Amen. The other day, amen, I asked the Lord. Amen. This is personal, me, myself. Amen. The other day I asked the Lord. And not only did I ask, but I wrote it down. And I began to ask the Lord. I said, Lord, I said, why do you keep bringing me back to these same dead end roads? Amen. Yes, I know it sounds deep, but yes, I did. Amen. I began to ask the Lord in my spirit, and I began to write it down on the piece of paper. I said, Lord, why do you keep bringing me back to these dead-end roads? Amen. Meaning, amen, it seemed like, amen, roads, amen, that, amen, roads meaning areas in our life. Amen, that, amen, after a certain period of time, amen, it doesn't produce anymore. It doesn't bring forth anything anymore. Amen. It seems like you go so far, and after you go so far, amen, it just stops. Everything just stops. It just shut down. And I begin to ask the Lord, I said, Lord, why does it seem like you keep bringing me back to these dead-end roads in my life? Amen. It seems like, amen, you bring me back to, amen, these places that, amen, are not, amen, producing, or not producing anything. Amen. They may produce for a minute, but then it just seems to just shut down and stop. Amen. Die. Amen. And nothing, amen, produces for me anymore. Glory be to God. Amen. And how many know sometimes in our life we get to that point where it seems like, amen, this is not producing anything. All that I'm doing, all that I'm putting into this, is not producing. It's not yielding anything. Amen. There's no increase in it. There's no benefit coming from it. There's nothing, amen, that I can reap from it. Amen. But how many of you know whatsoever man sow, that shall he also reap? Amen. You may not see, amen, it working for your good. You may not see it producing anything, but know that God is working behind the scenes. Know that God is doing the work in your life. God is producing something in your life. And maybe you feel that way tonight. Maybe you feel like you're at a crossroad in your life that's not being productive, that's not being producing. Amen. It just seems like, amen, you're just idolizing. You're just wasting time. Amen. It seems like whatever you're doing is useless. Amen. It's not, there's no purpose in it. And sometimes we feel like, why should I continue to do this? Why should I continue, amen, to labor? Why should I continue to pray? Why should I continue to whatever it is? Because it seems like it's not producing anything. Amen. But God said, don't stop growing. Glory be to God. Amen. And the roads, amen, that you may be traveling on in your life, amen, they may seem like they're dead in road. They may seem like you go down the road, but you can't go right or you can't go left. Amen. And we said last night, sometimes you get to a point in your life where it seems like you feel stuck. Amen. Begin to say, Lord, I feel stuck. Amen. And I've been there in my life. Amen. I said, Lord, I feel like I'm stuck. I feel like I'm stuck right here. I can't go any further. I can't go forward. Amen. I can't go to the right. I can't go to the left. I'm stuck right here. Glory be to God. Amen. See, you got to be real with God. In order for you to be real with yourself, you got to be real with God. Amen. In order for you to be real with God, you got to be real with yourself. Amen. And I don't have a problem telling the Lord how I feel. I don't have a problem letting the Lord know, amen, my thoughts, amen. Amen. Yes, I honor the Lord. Yes, I respect the Lord. But the Lord, he wants us, amen. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. He said, amen. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask, oh, amen, from God above. Amen. If you got questions in your mind, amen, you can talk to the Lord. You can ask the Heavenly Father. Amen. The scripture says, if a man have a son, amen, and his son asks him for bread, his father's not going to give him a serpent. His father's not going to give him a snake, but his father's going to give him what he needs. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. And I found myself, amen, I found myself, even, amen, as I briefly talked on it last night, amen, I found myself, amen, amen, before, amen, the pandemic came in, amen, I was in a place in my life, amen, that wasn't so great, amen, I was in a low place, spiritually and naturally, amen, I was down and out, amen, I felt cast down, I felt forsaken, I felt, amen, just felt like, Lord, what is the use, Lord, what is my purpose here, Lord, what, amen, what, why? Why, Lord? Amen. And I felt like, amen, that I was lost. Amen. And I had nowhere to turn to. Amen. But after, amen, the pandemic came. Amen. And after I began to tap into the Prayer News Network, that's when God began to breathe on me. Amen. One night I was laying in my bed, and I began to call into the Prayer News Network, and I began to hear from the Lord. Amen. And God began to come in my bedroom as I was lying on my bed listening to the Prayer News Network program that night, and God began to do a work in my life. God began to breathe life back into me where I was dead spiritually. Amen. I began to die spiritually. Glory be to God. But God began to breathe on me. And he put life back in me. Amen. And ever since that day, I've been running for my life. Amen. And I can't go back to the way I used to be. I can't go back to that dark place. Amen. I refuse to go back to that place, amen, of bondage that the Lord has delivered me from. Amen. I know that God has did a great work in my life. Amen. God has brought me from a long ways. Amen. See, it didn't happen in the church house. It didn't happen in the sanctuary. Amen. Amen. It was me and God. Amen. Home in my bedroom when the Lord came to see about me, when the Lord came to deliver me right off from the Prayer News Network line. But amen, it was only me and Jesus here. The preacher wasn't here. Amen. The evangelist wasn't here. Amen. I didn't have nobody to pray with me. Amen. It was me and Jesus. But I began to have a little talk with Jesus. Amen. We begin to fellowship. We begin to have communion. Right here, amen, in my bedroom. Amen. And I want you to know that I got up with victory. I got up, amen, renewed in the spirit of my mind. Right there, God began to refill me. Amen. Right in my bedroom. God began to refill me with the Holy Ghost. And he put running back in my feet. He put a praise down in my heart. He put joy down in me. He gave me new motivation. He gave me a new zeal. When I began to lose it all, when I lost my motivation, when I lost my desire, when I lost my zeal, when I didn't have no joy, amen, my peace was being disturbed. My heart was troubled. Amen. But one day, the love of the hand of Jesus, it came my way and touched me. Amen. And my life had not been the same. Glory be to God. Don't tell me what God won't do. God can meet you right where you are tonight. Amen. If he has to reach way down, Jesus will pick you up. Glory be to God. Amen. But I found myself, huh? Amen. I found myself, huh? Amen. Amen. Huh? Now that society is going back to its normal routine, now that the world is going back to what they call normal again, normalcy again, amen. Things are opening back up. Amen. I begin to find myself, huh? Amen. Finding myself, amen. Struggling with the same things again, huh? That I was struggling with before the pandemic, huh? Amen. Before the Lord delivered me, huh? I find myself going back and I'm wrestling, huh? I begin to start wrestling with some of these things again, huh? Amen. Satan begin to try to bring these things back again, huh? He begin to try to, amen, disturb my peace of mind. He begin to try to disturb, amen, my joy, huh? He begin to try to take my zeal again, huh? He begin to try to take, amen, huh? Everything that God has given back to me, huh? Satan begin to try to creep in again, huh? Amen. And take it, amen, huh? Take your mind, amen, huh? Well, amen. How many of you know, huh? You got to refuse to give it to the devil, huh? You got to refuse to allow the devil to have it, huh? This joy that I have, huh? The world didn't give it and the world can't take it away, huh? Nobody but Jesus, huh? Amen. But I found myself, huh? I found myself again, huh? Amen. To deal with the same situations again, huh? Amen. That I was dealing with before the pandemic started, huh? Amen. The same situations, huh? That God had delivered me from, huh? Amen. During the pandemic, huh? I find myself rehearsing them all over again in the spirit of my mind, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Amen. But God, huh? He began to talk to me, huh? He began to say, huh? It's up to you, huh? Amen. What you gonna, amen, allow to happen, huh? It's up to you, huh? For you to continue on, huh? Amen. In your freedom, huh? To continue on, amen, huh? In the joy of the Lord. Lord, huh? For we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength, huh? Amen, huh? For it's up to you, huh? Amen, to give the devil the victory, huh? It's up to you, huh? To allow Satan, amen, huh? To overthrow you, huh? Amen, to steal your joy, huh? Amen, by not handling things right, huh? Amen, how many of you know, huh? Sometimes when you don't handle situations, huh? The right way, huh? The enemy will come in, huh? Amen, he will bind you, huh? He will try to steal your joy, huh? He will try to steal, huh? The peace that God has given you, huh? Amen. But don't let him tonight, huh? I want to encourage you tonight, huh? Some of you are wrestling with things, huh? That God has delivered you from, huh? Some of you are battling tonight, huh? In your mind, huh? Warfare is going on, huh? In your mind, huh? Amen. Flesh and blood, huh? Amen. You're wrestling, huh? The spirit against the flesh, huh? And the flesh against the spirit, huh? And these are contrary, huh? One to the other, huh? Glory be to God, huh? You want to do right, huh? But the enemy is plaguing your mind, huh? Telling you not to do God's will, huh? You want to serve God, huh? But the enemy is telling you, huh? Amen. Just forget it all, huh? Amen. But amen, huh? Don't stop growing, huh? Don't stop growing in God, huh? I realize tonight, huh? That I can't backtrack. I realize tonight, huh, that I can't regress, huh, but I must progress, huh, I must go forward, huh, in Jesus' name, huh. I know what God did for me, huh. Nobody else did it for me, huh. Man didn't deliver me, huh. When I was down and out, huh, when I was burdened down, huh, man did not deliver me, huh. Amen. When I was troubled in my spirit, huh, amen, man didn't give me the peace, huh. When I didn't have no joy in my soul, huh, man didn't give me joy, huh. But this joy that I have, huh, it came from the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. Don't stop growing. Amen. People of God, don't stop growing. Amen. Growing means, amen, maturing, expanding, increasing. Amen. Enlarge. Amen. Don't stop maturing in God. Amen. Don't stop expanding in God. Amen. Don't stop increasing in God. Don't stop, amen, allowing God to enlarge you. I'm reminded of one scripture in Psalms, David being it say, for thou hast enlarged me, O God. Amen. When I felt small, when I felt overlooked, huh? When I felt, amen, insignificant, huh? Amen. Amen. David began to say, thou hast enlarged me, O God. meaning, God, you have raised me up. Huh? You caused me to sit in heavenly places. Huh? Amen. When people said I wasn't worthy, huh? When people said, amen, I wasn't good enough. Huh? When people said, amen, I don't qualify. Huh? Glory be to God. Huh? But here come my Jesus. Huh? Here come Jesus stepping right in. Huh? Amen. He looked beyond my faults. Huh? He looked beyond what I was. Huh? And he saw what I could be. Huh? He said, I have need of thee. Huh? He said, I can use you. Huh? Amen. When everybody else, huh? Amen, saw the worst in me. Huh? He saw the best in me. Huh? When everyone else, huh, only could see the worst in me. Huh? Jesus, huh? He saw the best in me. Huh? He saw something in me, huh, that I didn't even see in myself. Huh? When I didn't see no good in myself. Huh? When I didn't see no value in myself. Huh? When I felt useless. Huh? When I felt hopeless. Huh? When I felt like I didn't have no purpose in life. Huh? Amen, Jesus, huh? He saw something good in me, huh? He said, amen, you're the one, huh? You're the one I want to use, huh? You're the one I want to save, huh? You're the one that I want to deliver, huh? And I want to raise you up, huh? And I want to call you, huh, to sit in heavenly places, huh? Oh, glory be to God, huh? They said I wouldn't, huh? They said I couldn't, huh? But look at my God, huh? Look what God has done, huh? See what the Lord has done. Huh? See what the Lord has done, huh? Amen. Count your many blessings, huh? And see, huh, for yourself, huh, what the Lord has done, huh? When you're looking at me, huh, you're looking at a miracle, huh? When you see me, huh, you see a miracle, huh? Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. I didn't know all that was coming out. Amen. But don't stop growing. Don't stop maturing in God. Don't stop expanding, huh? Don't stop increasing in God. Amen. Allow God to enlarge you. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. But tonight, amen, this is a continuation from yesterday, from last night. Last night's topic was don't stop growing. But we want to add on to that tonight. Amen. And our topic tonight, amen, will be, amen, amen, don't stop growing. Amen. But what do you do when you, amen, have outgrown where you are? Amen. Don't stop growing. But what do you do, amen, when you know you have outgrown where you are? Amen. Somebody may say, what are you talking about? Amen. What are you talking about, amen, brother preacher? Amen. What are you talking about, amen, minister? Amen. Don't stop growing. Amen, but what do you do when you have outgrown where you are? Amen, this place and time where you are in your life right now. What do you do when you get to that place where, amen, amen, where you are right now is not producing anymore? It's not, amen, producing. Amen, it seems as though, amen, you exhausted every avenue in your life. You exhausted everything, and now you're in a place where, amen, amen, you're just there. Amen, you're just there. You don't see no benefit of you being there, but you're there. You don't see no increase, amen, of you being there, but you're there. Amen, what do you do, amen, when you know you have outgrown where you are? Amen. Question for you to think about tonight, people of God. Amen, because if you have not experienced it, amen, you will, amen, experience it at some point in time in your life. Amen. Don't stop growing. But what do you do, amen, when you have outgrown where you are? Amen. Amen. Question, amen, for yourself tonight. Amen. These, amen, are questions that we don't always have the answer to. Sometimes we don't have the answer to our own problems. Amen. It's so funny that we got the answer to everybody else's problem, but we don't have the answer to our own problems. Amen. We got the faith to believe God for everybody else. But so many times we don't have faith to believe God for our own situation. Oh, we can pray for everybody else. Lord, do this for them. Lord, do that. And God answers us. God moves so fast to like, wow, God answered. I prayed and God answered that prayer. But, amen, you pray for yourself and it seems like you get no result. Amen. It seems like you've been praying, amen, about this situation for a long time. And you wonder why God hasn't answered. You wonder why God has not moved, amen, amen, in your behalf. Amen. Amen. Wait a minute. What do you do? Amen. When you, amen, know you have outgrown where you are. Amen. This place in your life right now where you are. What do you do when you know you have outgrown it? Amen. When you know it's not producive, amen, anymore to you. Amen. It's not yielding the peaceable fruits of righteousness. It's not yielding, amen, the joy of the Lord like it should be. It's not, amen, it's not, amen, giving you that abundant life. It's not giving you that satisfaction, this place that you, amen, in right now. Amen. It seems to be a dark place. It seems to be a lonely place. It seems to be, amen, like you're all alone and all by yourself. It seems like you don't have nobody that you can turn to, nobody that understands you, nobody, amen, that feels your pain, your sorrow, your grief, nobody that, amen, feels the burden of your heart. And sometimes it seems like everybody around you, but nobody has discernment. Nobody can even discern, amen, how low you really feel. Yes, I know you're smiling. Yes, I know you're laughing, but deep inside your heart, you're hurting. Deep inside your spirit, you're feeling empty. You're feeling the void inside your life. Oh, glory be to God. I know God don't make no mistakes tonight. Amen. And so many times, amen, there's so many church people that, amen, are in the church. Amen. We are the church. So many times, amen, the church people, amen, we are the main ones that, are, amen, have voids in our life. We are the main ones that, amen, we feel empty inside. We are the main ones that feel lonely. We are the main ones that feel like nobody understands. Amen. And we are sometimes are the main ones that feel like, Lord, I feel like I'm all by myself in this. Amen. And we are the ones that sometimes, even though we sit, amen, up in church, amen, and we sit right in the midst of the church and the people of God, amen, our ministers, and sometimes we wonder, do our ministers, amen, do our preachers, do anybody discern what I really feel? Do anybody, amen, discern what it is that I'm going through? Amen. But it seems like, amen, everybody just ignore, amen, and don't even notice, amen, that you're hurting. Don't even know, amen, that you're going through a severe test. Don't even know, amen, that your faith is being tried and you on the verge. Glory be to God. Amen. What do you do? Amen. What do you do? Amen. When you have outgrown where you are. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. I got to keep on moving because this is deep tonight. Amen. This is deep for the people of God. Amen. And God knows how each one of you feel tonight on the line. Amen. Yes, I know we're lifting our hands and say, oh, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, glory to God. I know we're saying in Jesus' name, yes, we got to keep declaring over our life. We got to keep speaking over our life. But in reality, amen, if people only knew, amen, how we really felt inside. If people only knew what we really was going through dealing with, amen, they would, amen, seem to be more compassionate. Amen. But sometimes we could sit in the midst of the church, amen, and sit, amen, in the midst of people, and it seems like, amen, they don't have no compassion. They're not even concerned about what you're going through. Amen. They don't have no discernment, amen, to even see and recognize, amen, that you're hurting. Your heart is bleeding. Glory be to God. Amen. You come to church and amen, and you leave the same way you came. Amen. You may get a little joy. Amen. Amen. You may get a little touch. Amen. But amen, have your heart been healed? Have your heart been mended back together again? Amen. Have your spirit been, amen, have your spirit been lifted by God? I ain't talking about just touch, but have God, did God lift that heaviness? Did God take off that garment of heaviness and put on, amen, cause you to put on the garment of praise and give you that real joy? Amen. Down in your soul, joy like a river. Somebody said, joy, joy, joy. I got joy like a river. Amen. Amen. Joy like a river. Amen. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Do you have that kind of joy? I'm not talking about a temporary joy. Amen. A joy just, amen, you get when you're in church. But as soon as you walk out the church doors, you're, amen, you're sad again. You're depressed again. Amen. Your head is, amen, down on the ground. Glory be. I ain't talking about that kind of joy where you can only feel good when you're in church. But as soon as you leave church, you're feeling prayer. You're feeling bad. You're feeling down and out. Amen. That's not real joy. Glory be to God. Amen. Don't stop growing. Amen. But what do you do when you know you have outgrown where you are? A question for you to think about. Have you ever been there before? Amen. I have been in my life. Amen. Songwriter says a song out there, this place I'm in, it seems to be a terrible place. This place I'm in seems to be a, amen, a dark place, a lonely place. Amen. But in my lonely hours, amen, in my, amen, dark hours, Jesus let me know that I was his own. Glory be to God through it all. Amen. And some examples, amen, of things that you can outgrow. Some examples, amen, of things that you can outgrow. You can outgrow your home or your apartment. Amen. Wherever you live, whether it's a house or whether it's a home, sometimes you can outgrow it. Meaning, amen, you outgrowed it. Amen. It's not serving your needs anymore. Amen. It's too small. Amen. It's not meeting your needs. It's not doing what you needed to do anymore. Amen. Amen. Sometimes you can outgrow your car. Sometimes your car could be too small. And you'd be like, Lord, I need a bigger car. Amen. Sometimes you have a family. You got children. You may have one child at first, and you can make do with, amen, a smaller car with one child. But, amen, as your family begins to grow, amen, as you begin to lug more stuff, you realize, this car is too small for me. Amen. I done outgrow this car. Amen. My children are getting bigger now. I need a bigger car for them because they're growing. So that car no longer serves your needs. That car no longer meets your need because it's too small. You need, amen, something new. You need a bigger car. Amen. So more examples are you can outgrow your job. Amen. You can be on the job working, but after a while, over a period of time, you can be like, Lord, I'm tired of this job now. Let's just be real. Sometimes you can be like, Lord, I'm sick and tired of this job. Lord, this job is getting on my nerves. And after a while, you don't even want to go to work no more. You're dreading to go to work because, amen, that job is no longer producing anything for you. That job is no longer producing joy. Amen. You no longer have joy getting up in the morning to go to work. Amen. You're dreading to get up out of bed to go to work now. Why? Because that job is no longer meeting your needs. You're not happy. Amen. It's causing you to be unhappy. It's causing you to be miserable. It's causing you to be, amen, amen, just, amen, not content. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. You can outgrow your clothes. Amen. You can have a nice suit that you, amen, you like. But over a period of time, you realize, Lord, I can't fit this suit no more. Lord, I can't fit this dress no more. Lord, I can't fit these pants no more. Why? Because you have outgrown them. Amen. You have outgrown it. Amen. It no longer, amen, is useful to you. It no longer can, amen, fit you anymore. It no longer, amen, serves any purpose, amen, for you to keep it hanging in your closet. I know some people say, well, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to hold on to it because I'm going to lose weight. Amen. Well, if that's what you choose to do, amen, so be it. But as of right now, currently, it's not serving you any purpose because you can't wear it. Amen. Are you with me tonight? Amen. I want to give you some examples of when you have outgrown. Amen. Amen. And my last example that I want to leave with you is sometimes you can have outgrown your friends. Amen. You can have outgrown your friends. What you mean? You can have friends, and before, amen, y'all had so much in common. Amen. Y'all could laugh together. Y'all could go out to dinner together. You could pray together. You could talk together. Amen. Amen. Y'all just met each other's needs. Y'all were there for each other. But after a while, as time goes on, amen, you realize, amen, that friend is not there for you anymore. That friend ain't got time for you anymore. That friend don't want to hear your problems no more. That friend don't want to, amen, amen, spend time with you no more. Amen. You have grown them, amen. Amen. So they no longer, amen, serve a purpose, amen. They no longer meet your need, amen, of friendship anymore. Amen. Sometimes, amen, they can be so negative that you don't want to be around that. You don't want to be around negative people. And sometimes your friends can be the most negative people in your life. Amen. Instead of them encouraging you, amen, they always talking negative. They always talking down to you. They always telling you what you can't do. They always telling you what you can't accomplish. You don't need friends like that that can't pick you up when you're down. You don't need friends, amen, that can't encourage you. You don't need friends, amen, that can't, amen, speak life into you. You don't need friends that can tell you, amen, I believe in you. I know you can do this. Amen. You don't need those kind of friends around you. Maybe you need to get some new friends. Maybe you need to get some new friends. Glory be to God. Amen. What do you do when you have outgrown where you own? Amen. These are some examples of things that you can outgrow. Amen. Because it doesn't serve you any more purpose. amen, or meet your needs. Glory be to God. Amen. And we got to move on, amen. But, amen, things, amen, signs, amen, that, amen, may, amen, let you know that you have outgrown where you are. Signs, amen, you may have, amen, outgrown your current situation. And it may be time for you, amen, to move forward. People of God, amen, you can't keep holding on to things that are not benefiting you. You can't continue to hold on to things that are not productive in your life. You can't continue to hold on to, amen, toxic relationships, amen, whether it's through friends or family or whoever. You can't hold on to toxic relationships. You can't make toxic relationships work. Amen. Sometimes you got to move forward, meaning you got to let it go and move forward. Amen. 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 You can't, amen, grow. You can't get anything out of a dead situation. You can't get anything, amen, out of a dead situation. Glory be to God. And some signs, amen, amen, signs that may, amen, may let you know that you have outgrown where you are. Amen. I already reiterated on some of them. But, amen, some signs to, amen, let you know, warning signs to let you know, amen, that you have outgrown where you are or you're headed in that direction. Amen. You become restless. Amen. You're restless. Anything you do and you are restless, amen, something is wrong. Amen. When you are restless about whatever you're doing, amen, something is wrong. Amen. When you are irritated, every time you go to do something and it causes you to be irritated, amen, something is wrong. Every time you get up and go to work, you're irritated. I can't stand this job. I just don't want to. You're irritated. Something is wrong. Amen. Maybe you have outgrown where you are. Amen. You're frustrated. Every time you turn around, amen, you're always upset. You don't even know why you're frustrated. You don't even know why you're irritated. You don't even know why you're restless, but you are. Amen. You're frustrated. Amen. And you take it out on everybody else. Amen. You're frustrated because of your job, but you want to take it out on everybody. Everybody didn't do nothing to you. Glory be to God. But you're frustrated. You're aggravated. Amen. You are depressed. These are some signs, amen, to maybe let you know that you have outgrown where you are. Amen. Amen. You're aggravated. You're depressed. You're not at peace with it. Amen. Anything that you're doing and it's not producing peace, something is wrong. You need to check yourself. You need to check what you're doing. Amen. If it's not producing peace, amen, you're reluctant. Amen, you're reluctant to go to work. You're reluctant, amen, to go here and to go there. You're reluctant to do something. Amen, you need to check yourself. Amen, unfulfilling. It's not fulfilling to you anymore. Before, it used to be fulfilling to you. Amen, it used to be happy. It used to bring you joy. But now, it's not fulfilling, amen, to you. You're unfulfilled. Amen, something is wrong. You need to check yourself and see if you have outgrown where you are. Amen. You feel empty inside. Or you're going through the motions. You're doing it. You're going through the motions, but you feel empty. Amen. There's still a void in your life. Amen. You're not fulfilled. Amen. It's not bringing you joy. It's not bringing you happiness. It's not bringing you peace. It's not bringing you contentment. You're still empty. Even though you're doing it. Even though you're going through the motion. Even though you're there. Amen. But you leave empty-handed. Amen. You're not empowered. Amen. You're not stripped. You're not encouraged. You're empty inside. Something is wrong. Majorly wrong. Something is majorly wrong, and you need to check it. You need to check yourself. You need to see what's going on. Maybe you have outgrown where you are in your life. Glory be to God. You're dreading. You're dreading. Amen. You dread to go to work. You be like, oh, you just lay in the bed. Be like, God, I don't want to get up. I don't want to go. I just don't want to go. Amen. It could be other places, too. It ain't just got to be work. It could be other places. Lord, I'm dreading. I just don't want to go. I just don't want to go. You're dreading to do something. Amen. That's a red flag. Amen. You're negative. Amen. You're negative about what you're doing. If you go somewhere, amen, you're so negative about it. Amen. It's always making you feel some type of way. You know the saying says, I feel some type of way. Amen. Meaning it's not in a good way. Amen. I feel some type of way. Amen. I'm negative about it. I don't have a good feeling about this. Amen. I'm not happy with this. I'm not at peace with this. Amen. These are flags Amen. These are signs of, amen, maybe you have outgrown where you are and it's time for you to move forward. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And how that, amen, we say this thing. Amen. And the main thing that we say now when we're through with something, I'm so over this. I am just completely over this. Meaning I'm totally done with this. I don't even want to deal with it anymore. I don't want to even be bothered with it anymore. I'm over this. How many of you have said that? Oh, yeah, I know many of us have said that. I'm just over this. Meaning I don't even want to deal with it anymore. Amen. Well, maybe that's a sign, amen, that you have outgrown where you are and you need to move forward. Glory be to God. Amen. No excitement. No excitement. No joy. Amen. You don't even want to be there. The bottom line is you don't even want to be there. It don't bring you joy. It don't bring you excitement where before it used to. It used to meet your needs. It used to satisfy you. It used to make you happy. But now it don't do none of that for you. Everything is just going downhill. Everything is just terrible. Amen. In your life as you say, may see it. Amen. These, amen, may be signs of you have outgrown where you are in your life right now. And it's time for you to move forward. People, God is instructing us. God is talking to us. Examine yourself tonight. See what's really going on. Amen. Don't sweep it under the rug. Amen. Stop shouting over it. Stop dancing over it. Amen. Stop, amen, saying hallelujah over top of it and deal with it. Deal with the situation, people of God. You can't keep covering everything up, and you can't keep hiding everything under the rug. Amen. You got to pull it out, and you got to deal with it. You got to deal with reality. Glory be to God. God wants you to deal with reality. He said, I'll be with you. I will help you. Yea, I will help you. I will uphold you. I will uphold you with my right hand, saith the Lord God. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Could be, amen. Amen. And now that I'm trying to move on, amen. When you stop growing, amen, you fall in the comfort zone. Amen. When you stop growing in God, when you stop growing even in your natural life, when you stop growing, period, you fall into comfort, amen, the comfort zone of life. Amen. You begin to go into a comfort zone of life. Amen. A place of stagnation. We spoke on last night about stagnation and being stagnant. Don't become stagnated, people of God. Don't let your spiritual life become stagnated. Don't let your natural life become stagnated. Amen. Don't let your dreams die. Die, people of God. Amen. You have a right to have dreams. You can have a right to desire things of God. You have a right to desire to make something beautiful out of your life. Even in the God is concerned about your natural life as well. He's not just concerned about your spirit, man. God is concerned about your natural man. Amen. And many of you had dreams. Many of you had desires that you let die. Amen. Because you thought that they were out of reach. You thought, amen, that they were out. Amen. 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 Your dreams are washed away. No, they're not. Your dreams don't have to be washed away. Believe God tonight. Believe God to resurrect in you life. And that more abundantly. He said that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul does prosper. God wants you to prosper tonight. God wants you to be above and not beneath. God wants you to be the lender and not the borrower. He said we are the head, amen, and not the tail. Amen. We are to be above only and not beneath. Somebody ought to say, yes, Lord, I hear you tonight. Yes, Lord, I hear you tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. When you stop growing, you fall into the comfort zone of life. Amen. You begin to say, amen, somebody else, amen, can do this. Somebody else, amen, amen, can do it. And you sit back and you watch everybody else do it, and you ain't doing nothing. Amen. You let somebody else sing. Amen. You let somebody else pray. You let somebody else, amen, do all the work. And you in that comfort zone, amen, you just sitting by watching. You on an easy seat. Amen. Amen. You stop growing. You ain't growing. The person that you're watching, they're growing. Amen. They're developing, but you're not. Amen. You say it's easy, amen, if I don't do anything. Sometimes we take on that mind frame that, well, I'll just be here. I'll just be present, but I ain't going to say nothing. I'll just be here. I'll just listen in, but I ain't going to, amen, be a part, amen, of the meeting. I'm going to just listen. Amen. Well, really, you're not producing anything in the meeting. Because, amen, you're not doing anything. Amen. You got to take an active part. You got to become part of it. Amen. You got to get involved. Get involved, people of God. Get involved. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And maybe tonight, amen, this could be, maybe tonight you're holding on to something because, amen, maybe tonight you're holding on to something that's keeping you from growing. Maybe you're holding on to something tonight that's hindering your growth, whether in the Lord or even in the natural. Amen. You're scared to move forward. Amen. Maybe, amen, you're holding on to something tonight that's hindering your growth. Maybe it's because, amen, you're holding on to something because your family is a part of it. You say, well, I can't let it go because, amen, my family is a part of this. Amen. Well, each one of us have our own destiny. Each one of us, amen, have our own, amen, destination. Amen, that's a sign to our life. You got to work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Amen, but people are afraid to, amen, let go. People are afraid to move forward because, amen, their family, amen. My family, amen, is a part of this. Amen, maybe they say, amen, amen, your friends, maybe your friends, amen, are still there. Maybe you go to work, amen, job, like we're talking about the job. Amen, and you know the job is not producing nothing for you. You know the job is not meeting your needs. Amen, you know you're not making, amen, that much money on the job, but you don't want to leave the job because your friends are there. Amen. You'd rather stay on a job that's not meeting your needs than to better yourself. You're not willing to better yourself because you want to stay there and hang with your friends. You're not growing. You're not growing. Glory be to God. Amen. Maybe you've been at a place for a certain period of time. Maybe you've been, amen, a part of something for a long period of time. Amen. But, amen. But now you realize, amen. Amen. I've been here for a long time, but there's no growth. There's no growth. I've been here for several years. I've been here for a long time, but I'm not growing. I have not, amen, got promoted. I haven't got no promotion. I haven't got no raise. I haven't went higher. I haven't climbed the ladder. Amen. Maybe it's time for you to move forward. Amen. God is talking to us tonight. Spirit and naturally, God is talking to us. Amen. Amen. It goes on to say, amen, maybe because you've been there for a long time and you're scared to move forward. You're scared to let go and move forward. Amen. Don't you know fear factor will hold you down? Fear factor will paralyze you. People of God, don't become paralyzed because of fear. Do not allow fear to paralyze you. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm going to bring it to a close. Amen. I'm moving on. But amen, everything you need is not always going to be. Amen. So many times we're afraid, amen, of the unknown. Everything you need is not always going to come from one place, one source, or one person. Amen. Are you hearing this tonight, people of God? Everything you need is not always going to come from one place, one source, or one person. God has ways of doing things. God has ways of placing people in your life. God has ways of placing you, leading you to somewhere. Amen. That could be a door opening for you. Amen. But you got to expand. You got to open your mind. Sometimes our minds are so closed. Sometimes we're so closed-minded. We're so closed-minded that we can't see no further than our hand and our face. But sometimes we have to open our mind to receive greater. Sometimes we got to open our mind to receive greater. God can use anybody. God can use a sinner man to bless you. God can use a sinner man, amen, to cause you to be, amen, 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 lifted up. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. So everything you need is not always going to come from one place, one source, or one person. Sometimes we need something new in God. Sometimes we need to experience something new in God in order for it to cause growth in our life. Glory be to God. And you got to tap into God. You got to tap into that abundant life. Amen. Yes, I know we're singing. I know we're shouting. But we don't have abundant life. We don't have that joy of the Lord down in our spirit like we should. Oh, yeah, the Lord touched us. The Lord blessed us. The Lord encouraged our heart. But do you have the joy of the Lord Bring it up in your soul tonight? Amen. Whatever you're doing, wherever you're at in the Lord tonight, whatever you're doing, whatever you're attached to, is it producing joy? Is it producing something for you? Is it producing in your life? Or is it not producing anything? You're just there. You're just, amen, you're just taking up space. You're just sitting idle. Amen. You're just present. Well, I'll just show up. I'll just show up, but I ain't going to do nothing. Uh-uh. That's not being produced. That's not being productive. Amen. But you have to tap into the abundant life. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and start wrapping it up. I'm going to close. But in my conclusion, amen, in my conclusion, amen, I'm not encouraging you or promoting you to do anything out of the will of God. No, that's not what I'm here for tonight. I'm not encouraging you, amen, to do something that God is not leading you to do. Amen. But we want you to see and understand the will of God for your life. God wants you to come into a battle. God wants you to be steadfast. God wants you to grow in him. Deeper depths and higher heights. People, God, there are deeper depths and higher heights. Just because you are saved, just because you get saved, it don't mean you can't grow in God. It don't mean you can't be, amen, amen, something, amen, productive in society. It doesn't mean you can't, amen, God can't, amen, edify your life naturally and spiritually because you're saved. You got to expand your mind. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. God wants to take us higher. Somebody said, Lord, lift me up and let me stand. Lift me up, Lord. Place my feet on higher ground. Glory be to God. Amen. I am not encouraging you or promoting you to do something out of the will of God. But I am challenging you tonight. I'm challenging you to take a leap of faith and step out on God's word. Don't be afraid to grow. Don't be afraid, amen, to expand. Don't be afraid, amen, to allow God to enlarge you. Amen. Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, verse 5 and 6. Trust the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. But in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Let the Lord lead you. But I challenge you tonight to step out on faith. I challenge you tonight to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ and see where God will take you. See how far God will take you. God will take you places you never imagined. God will do so many great things in your life that you did, that you know not of. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men the things that the Lord has in store for them that love him. You won't even be able to comprehend all that God can do in your life and take you, amen, until you step out in faith and do what God say do. Amen. In my closing tonight, I just have to bring it to a close. Don't stop growing. But what do you do when you have outgrown where you are? Something for you to think about tonight. Stop growing. But what do you do when you have outgrown where you are? Glory be to God. Father God, we thank you. We bless you. We praise you. Thank you for this night. We thank you for your word that you have given to your people. Thank you for ministering to our heart. Father God, somebody needed this tonight. Somebody heard your word. Somebody has gotten answers tonight that they need. I may not know who they are, but Father God, you know. You know who needed this tonight. Father God, your word will not go out void, but it will accomplish that for which it was sent. Oh God, let your word penetrate the hearts of your people tonight. Let your word give somebody courage tonight. Let your word cause somebody to realize where they stand in the mighty name of Jesus. Let somebody see their need tonight and do something about it. Father God, we praise you. We love you. We thank you. We glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Briefly tonight, amen, after hearing the word of God, amen, we want to take an amen prayer. If anybody on the line that wants salvation, amen, if there's anybody on the line, amen, that may have a special prayer request, amen, at this time, amen, you can push *6, amen, and come on over to the broadcast that we may, amen, do amen a prayer and to pray for you tonight. Is there one tonight?
Hello.
Glory be to God. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
This is Sister Betty, and I'm calling in a request and prayer for Andy Howard and for his mother, Lydian Woodbury. And we need to pray for Andy's mindset because he went into the service, and ever since he came out to the service, his mind has not been stable, and his mother's worried about him because he goes off and she don't know where he is. So he was raised up in the church, and he knows the Lord.
So I'm requesting prayer for him and his mother tonight.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Betty. Amen. Thank God for the prayer request. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Any other prayer requests tonight? Amen. We want to pray. Believe God. Amen. We know God, amen, is able to do great things tonight. Amen. Minister Booker, she texted me. Amen. She said she tried to come over to the platform. Amen. Praise the Lord. This Minister Booker?
No. No, sir.
Okay, God bless you. Go ahead.
This is Sister Kathy. I like to get prayer for my granddaughter. She's trying to get over COVID. And also for my grandson. He's incarcerated, and he's going through some things there, and he needs prayer in his life. And also, I like to get prayer for my son-in-law. He's feeling under the weather. He's also in the house with his daughter that contracted COVID, so he's not feeling too good right now. So I like to get prayer for him also. Her name
Amen.
Is
Amen. God bless you.
Her name is Akayla, his name is Richard, and my grandson's name is Jalen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. We will be praying amen, for these prayer requests. God bless you. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Before we go to prayer, amen. Amen. We don't want to keep you, amen, any longer. Amen. But we want to, amen, pray. Glory be to God. This is a prayer line. Amen. We believe in the power of prayer. Amen. We believe in the power of prayer. Amen, but you got to let your faith grow and reach God. Amen, we could pray with you, we could pray for you. Amen, but your faith got to reach out and touch God as well. Amen, according to your faith, be it unto you tonight. Amen. Amen, so we want to pray. And like I said, Minister Booker, she texted me and said she was trying to come over to the platform. Amen, but it wouldn't allow her to come over. It kept cutting her off. Amen, so whatever the request was tonight, whatever, amen, it was tonight. Amen. We're going to hold Minister Booker up in prayer. Amen as well. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, now, Lord, we thank you. We bless you. We praise you for this night. We praise you for these people. We thank you even, God, for your word that, amen, we have heard tonight. We thank you for the prayer request. Father God, we pray, oh, God, that you will move in behalf of the prayer request of, amen, Sister Betty. Father God, move on, amen. Amen, Mr. Howard, amen, his mother. Father God, we pray that you will touch the mind. Speak peace, God, peace in the midst of the storm. Oh, God, restore the mind, regulate the mind tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, there's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing that you cannot do. You're God. You're capable. You have all power in your hand. You have an all-seeing eye. You know where he's at. Father God, you know all about this situation. Restore tonight, Father God, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we believe you for it. Father God, we're going to Sister Kathy tonight. Father God, we pray for our household, pray for our family. Father God, you say you will bless the fruit of our body. Oh, Father God, bless the fruit of her body tonight. Father God, bless her granddaughter, bless her grandson, even bless her son-in-law. Father God, we pray for healing. We pray for divine restoration. Oh, God, total recovery tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, you did it for one, you can do it for the
seconds.
Other. You have no respect for person, and you're God all by yourself. Father God, we know you can't. We know you will. Father God, do it according to your will and your name's sake. Look on Minister Booker tonight, Father God. Even though she may not have been able to come onto the platform, but Father God, you know the need tonight. You know the situation. You know what it was, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, your eyes are open. Your ears are open. Oh, God, unto the cries and the prayers of the righteous. We believe you. We touch and agree by faith, and we count it done. We know you're going to make everything all right. We love you. We praise you. Oh, God, remember those on the line tonight. Save, heal, and deliver. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. We bless the Lord tonight. We thank you for your patience. Amen. We thank you for your listening ear. Amen. We're not going to prolong, but we're going to turn it back over to, amen, our host, amen, visionary and founder, amen, the woman of God, Evangelist Bradley. God bless you, woman of God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you, man. God bless you on tonight, amen, for such a profound word on tonight, such thought-provoking, amen, word that I really believe spoke to the very heart and spirit of the people of God, amen, to cause
10 seconds
analysis, cause us to do a self-analysis see where we are, amen, and at the same time gave us encouragement and empowerment to enable us to move on, amen, knowing God is with us, knowing, amen, Jesus, you know, and like I said, this has been such a very thought-provoking word because so many people are stuck, amen, so many people get stuck in certain situations, amen, that I was listening to the word, just being captivated by the word because, amen, sometimes we're stuck in certain areas in our lives, amen. Even as that word was coming forth, shedding light into the recesses of our minds, shedding light into our lives, amen, Jesus, it was, again, a very thought-provoking and evoking word on tonight, amen. God bless you on tonight, people of God. We've heard the word. Glory to God. He that has an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has said tonight, because it is time for us to grow. It is time for us to get up. It is time for us to move forward, people of God. God is moving by his Spirit, and we got to get in the move, amen. So many of us, amen, God is continuing to move on. Amen. Some people have stopped to smell coffee. Some people have stopped. Amen. Jesus, just as a mother and a child, amen, walking, glory to God. But it's time for us to catch up. It's time for us to catch up. And I believe that this word has come on tonight, amen, to cause us to whip us in the shape, to cause us, amen, to see where we stand, cause us, glory to God, to see, amen, as we are moving, as we are here, amen, Jesus, finding those areas, glory to God, that we have become stagnant. We've become stagnant, people of God. But we thank God on tonight, for he has sent his word. He has sent his anointing to cause us, to enable us, that if we're ready to move forward, he's ready, amen, glory to God, amen, to walk with us. He's ready. The door has been opened on tonight. You got to see it. You got to see it. This is a towering moment. Amen. The door has been opened. The door has been opened, as the man of God said. Amen. He's not encouraging us to do anything outside of the will of God. Amen. But again, he that has an ear to hear what the Spirit has said on tonight. Glory to God. Seize this moment. Move in God. Amen. Those that are led by the Spirit of God, as the scripture declares, they are the sons of God. Amen. So it's time for the sons of God to arise. It's time for us to move forward. It's time for us to stand. Glory to God. Amen. As they say, square our shoulders. Glory be to God. Look forward. Amen. Look to the hill. Look to the hill. Amen. From which cometh our help. And know that the Lord is with us. Amen. He's with us. Glory to God. He will bring such a word, except he's ready, amen, to move for us. Amen. He was ready to move in us. Amen. We give God thanks for this word on tonight. God bless you, man of God. God bless you on tonight. Amen. I was listening at the word. Amen. Just eating it. Just letting the word of the Lord just speak to my soul, speak to my spirit. Amen. Glory to God. It was a transition word. This was a very transitional word. It was a word, amen, that has come to provoke action, amen, in our lives, to promote, amen, Jesus, movement in our lives. Amen. And as we said, the word has come. Spirit of the Lord is with us. Amen. He's with us. Amen. Let us hear what thus saith the Lord, and let us move accordingly on tonight. Amen. I thoroughly enjoyed the word on tonight. I thoroughly, amen, enjoyed this word from the Lord on tonight. Amen. And God bless you again, man of God. God bless you many times over. Amen. We pray that the Lord will bless you now and that he will strengthen you. even now in the precious name of Jesus. We pray that the Lord will continue to pour into you as you pour out unto his people. We pray on tonight that he will bless you immensely, that he will bless your going out, and that he will bless you coming in, even from this time forth and forevermore. We pray that the Lord would lift you. We pray that the Lord would breathe into your ministry even now. We pray, glory to God, that doors will be open unto you. Glory to God, doors and doors and doors, glory to God, to speak in the hearts of God's people even now in the precious name of Jesus. We pray that he will meet your every need, your every desire, for he knows what you have need of. And we pray on tonight that the Lord will shower you, that he will favor you, bless you again, your going out and your coming in the precious name of Jesus. Bless your family. Bless your ministry, we pray, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you now. We thank you for your covering. We thank you for your shield, even now in the precious name of Jesus. Cover your servant. Cover him in your glory, in your might, in the precious name of Jesus. Continue to speak to him. Cause him to be sharpened even more. Glory to God. And for this, we give you thanks for this. We give you praise in thy precious name. Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Again, people of God, such a transitional word. Amen. The Lord, glory to God, has taken us. Amen. He has lifted us. He's brought us to a place. Glory to God. And we got to realize the shift. Again, we got to realize the shifting of the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. The Lord has come to us, and he has sat, amen, and he has spoken to us on tonight. Glory to God. Just like the good shepherd, he's given us, amen, this is a word of instruction. Amen. Glory to God. This is a word of instruction on tonight. You can do it. You can do it, people of God, for the Lord is with you. You can do it. Amen. He's with you. His spirit is with you. Amen. And perform that he has said concerning you and concerning your life. Amen. Listen, people of God, we want to encourage you to get a copy of tonight's broadcast. Please, ma'am, please, sir, get a copy on tonight. I'm telling you, amen, you really need to get a copy, amen, especially, amen, those of you, amen, that the Lord is really moving upon you. You know who you are. As the man of God said, you know who you are. Amen. This word is for you. Amen. We want you to get a copy because we want you to listen to it again. We want you to be encouraged. Amen. Get a copy of tonight's broadcast. You can simply text on tonight. That number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. And for those that are listening internationally, you can certainly text us, reach out to us via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, that number is 678-608-7234. Amen. Get a copy of tonight's broadcast. Listen to it again, people of God. So many nuggets, amen, the Lord spoke to us on tonight, and we're so grateful. Amen, for all that the Lord has done. Amen. Glory to God. We're not rushing tonight. We're going over into the overflow. But you know what, people of God? It's all right, and it's worth it. Amen. God bless you on tonight. Amen. Again, get this word. Take this word. Please, ma'am, please, sir, get a copy. Get a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. Listen to it. Amen. This word of instruction. Amen. God bless you on tonight. And at this time, we're going to turn this broadcast back over, amen, into the hands of our co-host on tonight and our speaker, amen, Jesus, the voice of the Lord on tonight, Minister Evangelist Emmanuel Holmes. God bless you, man of God.
Amen. God bless you, amen, woman of God, Evangelist, amen. Thank God for this night. Amen. Thank God for his goodness and his mercy. Thank God for the word of God. The word of God comes to give us life and that more abundantly. Amen. The word of God came to me first, and then God allowed me to share it with you. So God is speaking to each and every one of us. Amen. He wants us to grow in him. He wants us to expand. He wants us, amen, to go higher. Let's go higher in the Lord. Amen. Do not, amen, amen. Do not backtrack. Do not regress. Do not fall back into your rut. Do not go back into your routine. Amen. But drive and go forward. I praise God for his goodness. Thank God for the hand of God. Amen. I thank God for this prayer, News Network Global. Amen. Because this is where I found my deliverance. Amen. That I needed. Amen. In a time of trouble. Amen. It was right here on the Prayer News Network. Amen. And I thank God for it. This is why I'm so passionate about it. Because I know it works. I know that God is reaching the souls everywhere. Because God reached me. Amen. Through this prayer line. Amen. When I was in, amen, a low place. When I was in a dark place in my life, yes, I was saved. Yes, I had the Holy Ghost, but I was in a very dark place. Amen. I was in a very bad space mentally, spiritually. But, amen, one night on this prayer line, Jesus came to see about me. Amen. Not only did he touch me, but he delivered me. Amen. He raised me up. Amen. And growth has taken place in my life. Cultivation and development has sprung forth. And I'm so grateful about it. I love the Lord. And this is the least I can do, amen, to show my appreciation, my gratitude to God, amen, for what he has done, even through this prayer line in my life. So we thank God for you, woman of God. Amen. We thank God for you people, God, for your patience, for your listening ear. Amen. Like the woman of God said, sometimes we just got to take time to hear what the Lord wants us to know. And God wants us to know tonight, amen, don't stop growing. Amen, in him. But what do you do when you have outgrown where you are? Something for us to think about tonight. If this place that you're in is not, amen, bringing you satisfaction, if it's not bringing you joy, if it's not producing anything in your life, it's time for you to examine. It's time for you to pray and seek the will of the face of God. And God will tell you and show you what to do. Amen. So we love you. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again. We praise you. We glorify you. We thank you for meeting us here. We thank you even for touching my voice. Father God, we know that this is your will, God. You came down and you touched my voice. You strengthened it. You restored it enough for me to speak your word. And I say thank you for that. Father God, you are awesome, God. You are amazing. And we love you for just being God. We love you for who you are. Father God, work on our minds, oh God, as we meditate on you, as we depart from this line, but never from your presence. As we lie down to sleep tonight, God, keep us perfect peace. In Jesus' name we pray until we shall meet again or tomorrow night. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, people. God, we love you. Amen. But God loves you best. Amen. Good night. Jesus loves you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.